USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, we're rolling out that magic carpet of radio and whisking all of you back home for a half hour in the USA. That international welcome mat is out front of your house of Command Performance. And every room inside is filled with the stars you asked for in those letters to Command Performance, Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. And speaking of rooms, step into the music room and meet the lady of the house, the gal who's the first lady in the hearts of thousands of you, your mistress of ceremonies, Dinah Shawn Offshore.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. I'm all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Oh, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame of I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I feel rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
Good evening, Ken Carpenter. And hiya, fellas. Well, I can't spend much time dishing a chatter this trip, because your show's carrying a bigger load than Cousin Louie on Saturday night. But you can't stop a girl from sending love to G.I. Welch, Noble Brown, and the Pineapple Army in the islands. Somewhere on the high seas, a Navy mob wants to hear the pop of a champagne cork. Gee, I'm sorry, fellas. We're bone dry. Not a bottle in the house. Whoops! Correction. One bottle. A quick hello to Tommy and the Blue Four with the RAF in Southern Rhodesia. And Dick Tige at 953, that was one of the nicest letters I've ever read. Hello to 957, Billy, Mickey, Jimmy, Marty, Smiley, Ernie, Tony, Louie, and Hermie. Of all the ickies, illies, and ooings. But we gotta can the dialogue and get rolling. And man, I mean rolling. To start us on our way, there's that Sterling Quartet, the Sportsmen, singing their arrangement of a brand new number, In My Arms.
In My Arms. In my arms, ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms? In my arms, in my arms, ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms? Comes the dawn, I'll be gone. I just gotta have a honey holding me tight.
You can keep your knitting and your purling if I'm gonna go to Berlin. Give me a girl in my arms tonight.
His cousin had sent him a sweater, and his sister wrote a letter. But he wanted something much better, this boy who was sailing away. For his buddies were there with their sweethearts, all around him with their sweethearts. Now he'd never had any sweetheart, and over he said,
in my arms,
in my arms, ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms?
As for something nice and cute and female, I'll never find her in the Gmail.
Give me a girl in my arms tonight.
Well, thank you, Sportsman. That was swell. More from you fellas lately. There's a character around Hollywood who makes the weekly habit of dropping in and surprising Fibber McGee and Molly, who does everything on the show from the flabbergasted old-timer to the henpecked Mr. Wimple. You've asked for him, and here he is, that versatile young comedian, Bill Thompson.
That's pretty good, Dinah, but that ain't the way I heard it. Well, I heard it. One feller says, the other feller says, he says, can you take that last corner on two wheels? Nope, says the other feller. It ain't that kind of dangerous? Chuck, no, says the first feller. I always ride my bicycle that way. Well, fellas, that's the old-timer that I do with Fibber and Molly. And, of course, you've heard of the man who's got that hen-pecked wife. The best way that I can describe her is, well, she's a big overbearing wife, I should say. She's crossed between an aircraft carrier and a destroyer. But she still pushes him around, but he still lovingly refers to her as Teasy.
My wife, Teasy Face, is a very wonderful woman if you ever get to know her. Well, she is. I've been married to her now for 20 years. Well, I haven't got to know the old piece of luggage yet. I shouldn't stand up here and make any remarks about Sweetie Face, though, because in our first 20 years, in our first years of marital bliss, this morning we had a terrible argument. We really did. We had words. Well, that is, Sweetie Face had words. I didn't get a chance to use mine. But we were sitting at the breakfast table, and she said something that made me see red. And something inside me just snapped, and she was reaching over to get the coffee pot. And I made a face at her. Yes, I did. I made a great big face at her. And she saw my face in the coffee pot, and the next thing I saw was the coffee pot in my face.
That takes care of poor Wallace Wimple. Recently, you know, I've been delving into newscasting on my own as Bill Thompson. My travels have taken me to the little-known land of Phlegeria. Phlegeria is a small, neutral country between three other small neutral countries, Moldavia, Boslavia, and Pangravia. And the Phlegerians have a language of their own, a culture all their own. In fact, if I was going to talk to you tonight in Phlegerian, I'm one of the few Americans that can speak it, I would say, in greeting to you all, Maz brodna foboštani hev, dona purina bavzdezdav, nimhuntar, hmhofum, ha-ha, ho. That last is not at all a word. It's just the punctuation. The Phlegerians never leave it out. And their musical culture is very interesting. For instance, the Phlegerian instruments. I know one in particular. There's the drulbub, or Phlegerian bagpipe. And then there are three instruments they play in unison. One is called the bangaklang. It's 75 feet long. It's a metal tube enclosed both ends with a cannonball inside. It's played by a man, preferably 8 to 9 feet tall, if you can get one. He stands on top of a large stepladder, and he grabs the bang-a-clang, and he shakes it up and down, and that's how it gets its name. It goes bang-a-clang, bang-a-clang. The second instrument they play with that is known as the broom, and it looks for all the world like a picket fence, because that's what it is, a picket fence. And the broom is played by a small boy who runs up and down it with a stick, and that makes the noise it produces, and they call it the broom, because that's the sound it makes. And the third instrument they play with this is known as, well, it's not an instrument at all, it's a national animal, or beaver. And a small, fat beaver is found and placed on a board in front of a musician, beaver board, you see. And the musician, in the blank parts of the music, gives the beaver a pat on the back, and the sound produced is mm. So you take these three sounds, they play them together, and it goes bang a clang broom mm. Bang a clang broom mm. That's the conga, of course. You see that?
Oh, Bill Thompson, that was wonderful. Thanks a lot. Fellas, not long ago, one Carlos Ramirez dropped in to warble a tune for a lot of command performance fans down Mexico way, or Mexico, for all of his friends in the Caribbean area. He's back now by command of hundreds of you all over the world. So for Marine Sergeant Hunter M. Shackelford, Mel Brandt at 860, Sam Stanley and the mob on Kodiak, the Red Legs at 932, Charlie Campfield at Navy 224, and friend Davis at 929, is Gypsy Lament, sung by Carlos Ramirez.
Te quiero tanto. cuando me la viva. Sin tu amor me moriré. Trotándome la vida sin tu amor me moriré.
Only terrific, and thanks a lot, Carlos Ramirez. Well, fellas, you know I'd be the last girl in America to sign for you with a lot of big words and tribute to that job you're doing. Words like noble and self-sacrifice and devotion to duty, well, they apply to you, but they're kind of big and empty. The real words are little words like home and mom and dad, or that I love you written across the girl's picture in your wallet. Of course, it takes a girl to really know what's in a fella's heart, because girls have been understanding men and helping them since time began. This war, for example, isn't just a man's war, but every girl's war, and she wants to help you see it through. Take the girl who joins the WAC. Now, she'll always be the kind of girl who looks best on a little pink apron, arranging flowers on the breakfast table or plastering down Junior's hair before shooing him off to Sunday school. But she figures till this war is over, she can be closer to you in spirit and help you more in reality if she takes off the uniform of the home and puts on the uniform of the WAC. Listen, if a doctor puts on overalls, he's still a doctor, isn't he? And that girl who wants to help her man and her country is the same girl when she puts away her Fifth Avenue outfit and wears one for Uncle Sam. And knowing how many of you admire the WAC, I'm giving you a brand new song dedicated to them. Bill Days and the Sportsman and I, and the Yankee Doodle Girl.
You Americans, the Yankee Doodle Girl has gone to war. And when you mention true Americans, you'll mention every woman in the Corps. Every miss in the ranks means a hit for the Yanks, for the Yankee Doodle Boy across the foam. Attention, you Americans, till the Yankee Doodle Girl comes home with the Army, the Air Corps, the flag to do and dare for. There's 100,000 WAC steady and strong. For her sweetheart, her brother, her father and her mother, there is red, white and blue and heartfelt as she goes marching along. The Yankee Doodle Girl has gone to war. And when you mention true Americans, you mention every woman in the Corps. Every miss in the ranks means a hit for the Yanks, for the Yankee Doodle Boy across the pole. Mention you Americans,
till the Yankee Doodle Girl,
the Yankee Doodle Girl comes home.
Listening in may like to know that this new song dedicated to her was written by an Army man. Captain Meredith Wilson, about face and take a bow. Thanks again, sportsmen. See you later. Well, the man performance takes off down the road a piece now to barrack 16 at 856. Howdy there, Mickey. And we're jumping to 715 to shake hands with Corporal Floyd Coyle, the songwriter. We're on the 942 beam, too, with a hello for Art Rodstrom. And a girl named Hedy Lamar, yes, the Hedy Lamar, sent her best to Private First Class Ken Nielsen. What's that man got? Albert Cox with the CBs on Island X says, I'm outnumbered by Texans. Give Alabama a plug. Well, I will if I can throw in my Tennessee for good measure. A lot of these letters and a lot more we haven't time to rattle off right here say this. When we were yardbirds, there was a guy who spent half his time making pictures and the other half touring army camps and the full time making us laugh. Let's have him on our show. Okay, men, here he is. Chick Chandler.
Thank you, thank you. Hiya, fellas. I'm certainly glad to see all those soldiers out there in the audience. You know, that's the greatest audience in the world, a service audience. There's only one better, Alcatraz. They can't walk out on you. Believe me, I know. Yes, indeed, I know. Because I just got back from playing a tour of army camps, and it was wonderful. Oh, we had a great show, tremendous cast. Gypsy Rose Lee was in the show, and everything came off on schedule. Oh, but they loved me at the camp. When I left, the general came up to me, and he said, Chandler, why don't you stick around here? We need fellas like you at this camp. We're running out of dummies for Bayonet practice. But fellas, really and truly, I'm particularly honored tonight, really honored tonight, not only to be on command performance, but have the privilege of working with one of Hollywood's top dramatic actresses and loveliest young ladies. Here she is now, Ruth Hussey. Ruth, will you say a few words to the boys? Not more than about 3,000.
Hello.
Oh, that's marvelous. Oh, it's wonderful. But really, really, Miss Hussey speaks 3 or 4 different languages. She speaks French and Spanish and profane. And Latin. Oh, by the way, how's your Latin?
Oh, he's fine, thank you.
Little Latin from Manhattan, I... But you do speak French, don't you?
Fluently.
Oh, I used to know some French. I was in the third grade about 9 years. Let me see.
Mais oui.
Well, maybe we can. I don't know. you understood what I said?
No. What you said thrilled me so much.
I wonder what the heck I said. By the way, Ruth, that dress you have on is really lovely. That's a very cute dress.
Oh, I'm glad you think
yes.
So.
What is that neckline called?
Décolleté.
Décolleté? What does that mean in English?
No neck.
Well, I'm glad you told me. It saves me a lot of trouble going home, I'll say that. But speaking of clothes and styles and various things, do you like those shoes women are wearing, those wedgies?
Oh, no, I don't like wedgies.
You don't like wedgies? Well, do you like tall heels?
Well, not too tall. About your size.
Now, hold everything, Ruth. Where I come from, you know what I'd do if a girl talked to me like that?
No, what would you do?
I don't know. Where I come from, a girl never talked to me. Oh, but seriously, Ruth, seriously. All kidding aside, how about you and me having, well, I suppose a little date sometime, huh?
Well, if we do, Chick, I think it's only fair that you should know that... Well, when I kiss a man, it's dynamite.
Well, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Oh, no kidding, Ruth. How about us getting together, huh? And tonight, huh?
Well, it sounds very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a nice secluded apartment?
Oh, do I? I got a penthouse with a terrace. Where do you see it?
Will you have some lovely soft music?
Nothing but Strauss waltzes.
And a cozy little supper with a bottle of champagne?
I'll get you some Mums 28. I even crushed the grapes myself.
All right, now remember, cozy penthouse and supper for two, South Waltz, a bottle of champagne.
Oh, yeah. What time?
Well, 11 o'clock be all right?
Oh, it'll be wonderful.
But, Jack, now, if I don't show up, you just go right ahead without me.
Thank you, Ruth Hussey and Chick Chandler. Now I'd like to have you meet a fellow named Ticker Freeman, who has worked with me now under 4 years. He's sort of a DSF, Doctor of Sharps and Flats. Besides being an arranger of sorts, he can, if coaxed very slightly, take a turn of the piano as he does when we tour the camp. He's just ain't a talking man, but he's part of this here floor show. Gentlemen, meet Picker Freeman. Picker, let's ramble through a bar or two of some of the tunes the fellas asked for. I'll probably forget half the words, but you're such a clever lad. I think you can cover me on the piano. And please, don't get me any of those Galatrixie keys, will you? For the gang at 941 and for everybody up in Greenland, here's an even money favorite. I've got so mad about him, sad about him. How can I be glad without him blue? He keeps me walking on the floor. Let's get to the middle part. That's the final thing. Good of it. I'm not the first on his list. I've never been missed. I wish I had a dime for every girl who's serious, I swear. I'd be a millionaire. Oh, well. On the other hand, a few thousand of you, including Lieutenant Barlow with an Australian field ambulance unit on New Guinea, and Sarge Al Hartwell at 716, still prefer this one. My devotion. Do-do-da-da-dum. And the ocean. And like a star shining from afar, remains forever the same. Hey, when are you guys gonna quit asking me for? My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me and I hold too with the gang at 962, Clem Patterson and Clem Thomas, Dom Jansen and Matt McCluskey and Blackie Flusher, that this one will be topped for the duration. I miss you since you went away. I miss you more than I can say this. And the blues may come and the blues may go, but in your incoming mail, this song has plenty of boosters. I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. I like this. I'll probably sing it all night. Cause my baby, she done left us down. Hey, Picker, you know we'd answer thousands of command performance requests if we did a bit of White Christmas. So it is beastly hot, old boy, with our AEF, White Christmas is good the year round. But apologies to Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Well, that takes care of a few of the oldies. So now let's check in with the union and invite Bill Days and the sportsman and the whole band in for one of the very top tunes of the hour. You'll never know. You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with you. Your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. fellas, we didn't get to answer all the mail, but you can just figure that when we say this tune is for Private Johnny so-and-so at this ATO or that FTO, it's for Johnny Doughboy all over the world, too. We all want to thank you for those wonderful letters you write to us here at Command Performance, and we'll keep on answering them with the best we have to offer. And speaking of letters, we're all looking forward to the day when we start getting mail postmarked Johnny Doughboy, General Delivery, Berlin. This is Dinah Shore sending love from home and wishing each one of you the best of the best from the USA.
This is Ken Carpenter rolling up the welcome mat and locking up for next week and adding a remark that Command Performance is arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.